Then there was Mildred Pusher, aged 7, who was the daughter of the farmer who owned number 95. One day, when she'd grown up and become a grandmother, she told her grandchildren about the night she came downstairs by candlelight for a drink of water and heard the noises under the sink.
"And there were these little voices, you see, and one said, 'Ach, Willie, you canna drink that. Look, it says poison on the bottle.' And another voice said, 'And I, Gonagall, they put that on to frighten a man from having a wee drink.' And the first voice said, 'Willie, it's rat poison.' And the second voice said, 'That's fine then, 'cause I'm no a rat.' And then I opened the cupboard under the sink, and what do you think? It was full of fairies. And they looked at me, and I looked at them, and one of them said, 'Hey, this is a dream you're having, a big wee girl.' And immediately they all agreed. And the first one said, 'So, in this dream you're having, big wee girl, you wouldna mind telling us where the turpentine is, would ya?' And so I told him it was outside in the barn, and he said, 'Aye, then we're off ski. But here's a wee gift for the fairies for a big wee girl who's gonna go right back to sleep.' And then they were gone."
One of her grandchildren, who'd been listening with his mouth open, said, "What did they give you, Grandma?"
"This."
Mildred held up a silver spoon.
"And the strange thing is, it's just like the ones my mother had, which vanished mysteriously from the drawer the very same night. I've kept it safe ever since."
This was admired by all. Then one of the grandchildren asked, "What were the fairies like, Grandma?" Grandma Mildred thought about this.
"Not as pretty as you might expect," she said at last, "but definitely more smelly. And just after they'd gone, there was a sound like, 'Ah!'"
People in the King's Legs, the owner had noticed that there were lots of inns and pubs called the King's Head, or the King's Arms, and spotted a gap in the market, looked up when they heard the noise outside. After a minute or two, the door burst open.
"Good night to you, fellow big jobs,"
roared a figure in the doorway. The room fell horribly silent. Awkwardly, legs going in every direction, the scarecrow figure wove unsteadily towards the bar and grabbed it, thankfully, hanging on as it sagged to its knees.
"A big, huge wee drop of your finest whisky, my fine fellow barman fellow," it said from somewhere under the hat.
"It seems to me that you've already had enough to drink, friend," said the barman, whose hand had crept to the cudgel he kept under the bar for special customers.
"Who are you calling friend, pal?" roared the figure, trying to pull itself up. "That's fighting talk, that is. I haven't had enough to drink, pal, because if I have, why have I still got all this money, eh? Answer me that."
A hand sagged into a coat pocket, came out jerkily and slammed down onto the top of the bar. Ancient gold coins rolled in every direction, and a couple of silver spoons dropped out of the sleeve. The silence of the bar became a lot deeper. Dozens of eyes watched the shiny discs as they spun off the bar and rolled across the floor.
"And I want an ounce of jolly sailor baccy," said the figure.
"Why, certainly, sir," said the barman,
who had been brought up to be respectful to gold coins. He felt under the bar, and his expression changed.
"Oh, I'm sorry, sir, we've sold out. Very popular, jolly sailor, but we've got plenty of them."
The figure had already turned around to face the rest of the room.
"Okay, I'll gi' a handful of gold to the first gunner who gives me a pipeful of jolly sailor," it yelled.
The room erupted. Tables scraped, chairs overturned. The scarecrow man grabbed the first pipe and threw the coins into the air. As fights immediately broke out, he turned back to the bar and said,
"And I'll have that wee drop of whisky before I go, barman." "Ach, no you will, na, big Jan. Shame on you."
"Hey, y'all's legs can shut up right noo. A wee pint of whisky'll do us no harm."
"Oh, aye. Who died and made ye big man, then?"
"Listen, you scunner, wee Rob is in there."
"Aye, and he'd have a wee drink too."
The customers stopped pushing one another out of the way to get at the coins and got up to face her whole body arguing with itself.
"Anywhere I'm in the heed, right? The heed's in charge. I dinna had to listen to a bunch of knees."
"I said this was a bad idea, Willie. You ken we had trouble getting out to pubs."